So the question was asked, in marriage, being that there are going to be sometimes contradictory needs and wants between a couple, and we're all trying to be good spouses, is it correct to try and practice to always be the one to give in? So the truth is, this is a general question. Chazal said a person should aspire to be a type of person that when people shame him, he doesn't shame back. That even though people might embarrass him, he doesn't have to respond. That's a good trait in general, to be willing to forgo, to be willing to give in. On the other hand, as with every trait, we have to work our way up. For a person to enter marriage and decide, I'll always give in, if he hasn't reached that level, then he might find himself being very embittered. We say with traits and with everything we work on, that we have to work step by step so that we're whole with it. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be sweet to give in. It's always a challenge. For really great people, they view it as an opportunity. Now I have an opportunity to be a good person. But that takes time. So there's a balance. I think that a person shouldn't let himself be trampled over, shouldn't let other people walk all over him. And that's always the case. At the same time, a person should try to practice slowly, with moderation, to grow in forgoing and giving in. So that could be with a roommate, that could be with a chavrusa, that could be in many areas in life. And it's a very important trait to work on, because it really is one of the traits that help ensure the home is going to be a good home. both sides have to give in. And you also have to know that sometimes the right thing is not to give in. Sometimes you're in the right. Not every time that you're in the right should you stand on it, but sometimes it makes a difference. There was a couple that she made a joke at one of the parents' expense. I don't even remember if it was her parents or his parents. It doesn't really matter. And he asked me, if such a thing happens, should I just say, yeah, you're right when she tells me, or should I tell her not? I really think you should have spoken more respectfully to them. So, without going into all the details, it's not always right to side with the spouse. Sometimes the spouse is wrong. I don't have to tell her that in front of anyone else, but sometimes I'm not being fair to the truth. So, most often it's issues that do not involve the truth or anyone else. It's just an issue of I take out the garbage 10 times, you take out the garbage 2 times. Every night I get up to take out the baby when he's crying, or all kinds of things like that. And that's where it pays to work on ourselves to be the one that forgoes. When it's a nonsensical issue, so then really that's where a person should work on himself, again, with moderation. A person can't go in one day to being such a tzaddik. But that's being a tzaddik in many areas in life. It's not just between spouses. It's also in other areas. Like the Talmud says, one of the Amoraim said, they asked him, why give us advice for longevity? He said, "Vatran b'mamoni ayiti." I used to forgo. If I took a plumber and he didn't do a good job, I paid him and I didn't take him to task. I was easygoing, even though people were unfair to me. You see, it was a unique trait for him. Other people didn't do that. And it takes work to do it in a true way. Sometimes a person can be a spendthrift. He doesn't care. That's not what we're talking about. A person should care, and every penny should be precious to him. A person shouldn't just let his money go like water. And in spite of that, when other people do something which costs him, he should have the capacity. He should work on having the capacity to forgo it. But these are levels of tzidkut. This isn't obligatory. It's something to aspire to throughout our lives. We grow in it. And we have to be careful not to go too far in that, because if a person tries to go too far, then he's not yet holding there, and it's going to explode in his face. It's not going to work. Meaning, like with every trait, we work on it slowly. We build up towards it, and we have to know that the heights that previous generations achieved are a long way off for us. At our stage of the game, we should strive to be fair and giving. And as we grow, more and more giving. I'm only saying that because you gave an extreme example of always giving in. And I don't think we're holding by that. I don't think we could do that and build a proper marriage. We're not yet there. I mean, Bezat Shem, you'll have a tzedekes that every time she's in the right, and then you should always give in. But assuming that she's human like me and you, sometimes she'll be right and sometimes you'll be right. And then, sometimes you'll give in and sometimes not. In this issue, and an issue similar to it, like when there's an argument and she wants to talk it out and he wants the space, very often he's incapable of doing what she wants. He could say, okay, we'll talk, but right now he's not capable of talking. She's going to ask him, do you love me? And he's going to have a hard time answering that. And then she's going to be hurt. And he's going to say, of course I love you. She's going to say, certainly don't sound like it. right now. He needs his cooling off period whether he likes it or not. It takes a great person to be able to just turn it on and turn it off, and in a second he can do what she wants. So there's a balance. When I was taught as a chatan, so my chatan teacher said that he thinks the formula is that whoever's more in the wrong should be the one to give in. I don't agree with it. I mean, he knows more than me, but I think that I always tell the guys, you give in. Because I'm talking to guys. If I'm talking to girls, I tell them, you give in. Because I think that's a correct approach to marriage. The correct approach to marriage is, it's not an issue of whether I'm right or not. It's an issue of whether I have the capacity to give in. If only I could, I should. But when I could. And I think the correct approach is, when you could. If you could, so give. And you could push yourself, but to a limit. If you could. And sometimes you can't, and then it's fair to say, I can't. I love you. I want to talk to you. I will talk to you. Right now, I need my space. And I don't think that can be measured based on who's right. Sometimes you don't yet know who's right. Every side thinks they're right till they could actually talk it out. And usually, there are aspects that both are right, and there are aspects that both are wrong. It's rare that one is more in the right. I don't see his advice that much. But okay. Yeah, I mean, so you have two opinions, my opinion and his opinion. On this point? Yeah.
Sort of.
I'm with you.
First, Rev Twerty brought down in one of his books that this husband said that he realized that he didn't want to be married to a loser, and so he stopped wanting to win every fight. Is it a plausible solution to explain it? Like when a girl says, when the wife says, you know, I want to talk right now, and the man says, give me half an hour. Is it an appropriate solution to say boys and girls are different and explain the, you know, you get an any, I get an any kind of?
I think that it's a good idea to cover this before the issue comes up. And then when the issue comes up, both sides will hopefully be understanding.
In the heat of the moment, are you allowed to say, like, boys and girls handle things differently? Let's try to...
You could try. Just remember, she's in the heat of the moment, too.
Is that an asinine solution?
No, but just be prepared for the answer. Boys and girls are different, and I need to talk now. You know, she could say that, too. You know, you're saying, understand me. She'll say, understand me. So I'm saying, you no. Hopefully, your disagreements will be toned down enough that even though you might be hurting and upset, you could still talk to one another. We all hope for that. We don't always get there, but we all hope. On this point?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't understand the question.
So explain it.